Forever Young, a play in three acts. Scene 1. Enter the reader, a man carrying a book about the life of Carl Gustav Jung.
Ladies and gentlemen, psychological types of all persuasions. Good evening. Welcome to Forever Jung. Whenever I read a book about a great man, I become so identified with his experience, part of his spirit passes into me and makes me harmonize with every song that he's sung. Reading keeps the dead and the living forever young. Through reading, I have traveled with Cortez and his conquistadors, kept company with geniuses, prophets, and whores, discovered miracle cures, scientific formulae, experienced the wonders that the eye can behold on the road to Mandalay, the pleasures and the literary treasures from the world of yesterday. Telecommunication may be shrinking the modern world. Satellites can give us information as into the future we're hurled, but only books can let us associate with the spirit of a mind that has conquered fate, transcending time and death itself to communicate through the meaning of the words in the page of a book, that challenge the living to take another look at life and themselves through the words of a retold song that's being sung. Reading keeps the dead and the living forever young. Tonight, I begin a new exploration. Following the impulse of a recent inclination, I'm set upon discovering things psychological. A modern man in search of his soul. And, as my guide and mentor, I have chosen the inventor of concepts such as synchronicity, the theory of archetypes, the father of metaphysical psychology, as opposed to Freudian mental zoology. And, as I begin to read these life-renewing words that will make me feel forever young, I shall take on, if not the appearance, the memories, dreams, and reflections of the man who walked the earth as Carl Gustav Jung. It is all a question of myth. What we appear to be to ourselves can only be expressed to others through myth. I am going to recount my personal myth. What you make of it should not depend upon whether you think my story is true. What matters is what has been and remains my truth.